5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay! Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir. Another day, another dollar, and you got it back tuned in and locked in to the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy here, reporting live, broadcasting live from the beautiful, hot, and humid Sarasota, Florida. It's August 18th, 2020, or should I say it's Tuesday, August 18th, 2020. And we're going to be talking everything Sarasota, Manatee County, as usual here. They get rushed up to the front of the line, and there is a pack plate full of news here because we launched our Super Tuesday here. It's voting day here in Sarasota County. Not that we're going to spend too much time, but we're definitely going to go over what you need to know in Sarasota, Manatee County for sure. And then the second part of the show, the last 30 minutes of the show, because we broadcast 1 hour Monday through Friday here for 1 hour SRQ Talk with your boy Roy. And the latter part of the show, the second half is what we like to call it. It's all sports, baby. And how about that? Yesterday got back in the win column there, baby. It was just a matter of time. We came out of the gates really quick at 10-2. They were about to build a replica of me and Mount Rushmore of handicap in the state of Nevada there. And then quickly, things turned ugly, man. The voodoo boogaloo was put on us by many people on the suspect list there. Man, we got haters everywhere, but that's how it goes. We're going to keep it positive here. So we got out of the gates 10-2 on the pick of the day, so to say, the lock of the day, I should say. And things were looking great, man. Everybody was fans of Roy. It was great, 10-2, and all of a sudden, things happened terrifically. The voodoo boogaloo was put on us, and we dropped not one, not two, but five in a row, man. Five in a row. Gamblers started opting out, jumping off the bandwagon as it's moving just to get the hell off even quicker. Everybody opted out, and guess what? We were 10-7, right? So a mediocre 58%. In some circles, like I told you, anything over 55%, you're max status in the gambling world. But not here. That's not good enough for us here on the SRQ Talk Show. Not after coming out of the gate 10-2 and being an absurd 83%. We knew it wasn't going to last, man, but we were going to ride the wave. We got dropped back down to reality, man, with five in a row. Okay, we took a big hit there, dropped down to 10-7. And yesterday, I am happy to report, baby, we got two out of three. And the only one that we lost by a half a point, which was that White Sox-Tigers game. We went over at 9.5. It finished 7-2. So we just missed it by a half a point. But what I tell you, man, the Avalanche, what a lock the Avalanche was. The one that dropped the puck at 5 p.m. yesterday. And we're reporting here at 3 o'clock. So we should have a chance to get in some games. But all the sports is going to be left to the next 30 minutes of the show. This segment of the show is sponsored to you by SRQTshirts.com. Yes, our old friends are back sponsoring the first segment of the show here. Go visit their very user-friendly website at www.srqtshirts.com. Pick yourself up there in a local Sarasota t-shirt online company there that specializes in statement t-shirts, like the one I have on right now that says, "Not today, baby," because your boy Roy's not taking nonsense today. Wonderful things happen, of course, popped up, got up, and oh yeah, and srqtshirts.com, guys, we have a promo code there. Before I get ahead of myself here, if you do decide to purchase one of their cool shirts, go ahead at the checkout box, proceed to the checkout box. And when they ask you if you have a promo code, you tell them you're damn right I do. My boy Roy hooked it up. He told me to put in SRQ Talk in the promo box there. All one word, all together, SRQ Talk. Hit enter and you'll get 10% off your purchase there. Compliments of your boy Roy here from the SRQ Talk Show. That's www.srqtshirts.com. Go give them a visit over there. They're the sponsor of the show here. We got a lot on our plate today, man. I told you yesterday that I decided to get back on the T25, baby. The Alpha T Focus T25 Alpha by your boy Sean T there. And this was a video, exercise video. It's only 25 minutes long. That's why it's called T25. And the T is for Sean T. That is the one that runs the video there. And you end up hating that guy. But at the end, when you lost 38 pounds, like I did 5 years ago, I went from 214 to about 188. So it was roughly around 38 pounds. I shed it. I felt great, man. Fast forward 5 years later, we're here. We're a lot older now. So I went, I launched it on Monday, put my mind to it and that I was going to do it, not to lose 38 pounds or anything. I don't want to disappear on you here, but I am looking to 5'10 and just, I want to sweat out the toxins out of my body. I just want to get the heart pumping, the blood flowing. It's always good to, you know, to sweat 30 minutes a day, man. And I'm not talking about just standing outside. Because if you did stand outside, you'd bake like an egg, man. You'd fry like an egg out here, man. It's Sarasota County. If it doesn't rain and it looks like the clouds are dark, man, and I hear the thunder already coming, so it's about to come down hard on us here. But if not, it's sun shining, man. But the humidity is off the chain, like off the 100% humidity. It's about 95 degrees. It feels like about 110. But that's not the only thing going up, man. I got an email today from Spotify, because if you wanted to listen to the show, not only can you, obviously listen to it from the great people of Anchor Dashboard here, where we broadcast the show to you live from Sarasota. However, you could go to the Anchor app, but we extend much farther, just like our listenership. But we're on Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify. And you know that the great people of SoundCloud, baby, we like to welcome them also. And CastBox, you can find us everywhere. But if you basically go to any search engine, whether you use Yahoo, Google, Bing, if you're an old fart like me, you know, you might go to AOL still. You just go onto the search engine, you put in SRQ Talk Show, and your boy Roy's going to be not, if he's not one there, which he should be, he'll be top three guaranteed. All right, so we got the logistics out of the way of the show. And, of course, we love for you to participate in the show by dropping me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com. Go ahead and drop me an email. Tell me what you think of the show. If it's okay if you hate us like poison, okay, and you can't stand us, because what I've noticed is the haters, they're the ones that can't turn off the show. They're the ones that as soon as their subscription, they subscribe, and as soon as they get the notification that Roy uploaded the show, boom, they're one of the first viewers there. And don't hate. That's okay, man. You can stay as a little closet, little listener there. But that's okay. The haters are the ones that listen the most. They can't put it down. But we did get numbers. Of course, we're loving the fact that, you know, the ladies are at 51%, baby. This is a radio driven and listened to and embraced by the female gender, according to Google Analytics, which is the is the form that we choose to measure our performance here. However, you know, all those platforms that I just mentioned, the Spotify's of the world, the Apple Podcast, the Radio Publics, they love to send me data. And especially when it blows up. And I got up this morning and, of course, blow up. I'm blowing up, and not only in Florida. Obviously, you would think I'm in Florida, right? But 56% only of Florida is my listeners. I actually have 25% in the great state of Ohio, better known, more specifically, in Columbus, Ohio. We can't figure it out. It could be because the Lightning are playing the Columbus Blue Jackets. It could be that, you know, basically people are running shit down here, man. You know, the majority of the people that live here in Sarasota are all somewhere from Ohio or Illinois or Michigan or Bradenton. But they usually, Kentucky usually goes to Bradenton. That's why they call it Bradenton, Kentucky. But anyway, man, the numbers are blowing up. We can't be more pleased. And let me see. I wanted to give you an example. I had a full day today. I actually went out. Like I said, I started out my T25, man. I did my 25 minutes. I popped out of bed, man, and I just drank a little bit of water, put water over my face, man. And it wasn't like just jump up and jump in the shower and start my coffee. And that's one thing. I haven't had coffee all day, guys. The T25 is even changing me without even thinking about it. So I pop out of bed. And of course, man, it ain't easy, especially at my age, to get up here and get motivated. And all of a sudden, I'm going to put in a CD into my laptop and I'm going to start jumping up and down like a crazy maniac at 6-7 in the morning, man. Are you kidding me? It takes a certain mentality of taking action. Okay, another great shirt from SRQ T-shirts that they have. Take action. I have that one in the laundry bin, man. I not today, baby. I'm not taking nonsense today. So I get up, I start doing the 25, and every video is different. He gives you one every day. It's like 5 videos every week, and then they mix it up in it's basically a 10-week program. I mean, if you're gonna do the alpha and the beta, which is the next segment of the workouts, which are different. But they specifically work out one part of the body, and then the next day we work out the next body, and then it comes all together at the end of the week. But anyway, it's a great program, proven by your boy Roy here. I definitely endorse it. They don't give me any money for telling you about it, but they gave me what I need better than money. They made me lose 38 pounds when I did it last time for 10 weeks. So I'm on day 2 here. The very hardest step of any journey is the first step. I took that on Monday, and I'm proud to report I barely survived the workout, guys. I mean, I'm not even gonna lie to you, man. I mean, I'm dying over here. Okay, it's 25 minutes. I sweated like a damn swine pig, and that's the whole purpose of it, right, man? But I was hurting from the previous day, man, and I tried to stretch it out, man, but Sean T kicked my ass like he said he was going to for 25 minutes, but I opted in for the ass whooping. And I barely, I got to say, I even had to take a pause in between, man, because I was just gasping for air, completely out of shape here. But that's all going to turn around just like my streak did yesterday, baby. Hit 2 out of 3 and would have went 3 for 3 if it wasn't for a half a point on the over-under. So we're back in action, amped up, baby. This is amped up radio. This is not like your fake scripted direct that you guys got out there. I did a little trolling today while I was around town, because today, another thing that I did, I'm super motivated, man, lately. So not only did I opt into the T25 after my workout, of course, took a shower and hadn't eaten anything, because I had planned on going to do some blood work. So I hadn't eaten. I looked at the clock and it was like it had been like 10 hours since I've eaten anything or drank anything other than water. Okay, and talking about water, let me take a damn sip, man. I'm all amped up. Damn, that was great. Water is great too. I replaced it instead of soda. I'm doing the water, man. I'm telling you, I'm all on this health kick now, but I'm on day 2. So I get in the shower and I always know that the workout's working, because even after the shower, if you're still sweating, baby, it's because you got a great workout. And that's exactly what happened here. If you just tuned in, you're locked in with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk Show. Couldn't wait for me to get back on the air. Don't lie. But anyway, so I said, I'm 10 hours in, man. I was going to go eat. I was feeling a little dizzy, even though I was, rejuvenated with the workout and stuff. And I was amped up, man, without coffee and stuff. But the truth of the matter is that I was hurting from the day before. I was hurting even more now. But I did feel the adrenaline pumping. And I wanted to cook myself a couple of boiled eggs, maybe, because that's part of the workout, too. You got to eat well. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to stick to that blood bank. I went online real quick, went to the great people over there at Intercoastal, 935 Boniva Road, baby, just where my nice Jewish doctor is, Cy Rabins, baby, from Intercoastal, told me, just go over there early in the morning to Intercoastal. You don't need an appointment. They'll take your blood work. You'll be in and out. Then I started thinking, I don't have to go in the morning. I could go in the afternoon, right? But I was ready to go, man. I had been 10 hours without eating. I wanted to go munch out, especially after a good workout and sweat out like that. So no cigarettes, no nothing, no coffee in the morning, nothing. Got dressed and actually went online first to verify, because that's another shirt that SRQ T-shirts has, trust but verify. So I went online, gave them a call, just wanted to verify what the trusted Cy Rabins had told me, Dr. Cy Rabins, that I could do, just walk in and out. Sure as hell. The beautiful Sandy answered the phone, all perked up and amped up she was. What a great vibe I got from Sandy there, from Intercoastal Receptionist there. And she said, Roy, come on in, man. We're going to take you. Give me your date of birth, your name, and I'm going to have everything ready for you. So when you walk in here, you'll be in and out like Dr. Cy Rabin said, baby. Trust but verify. Did just that. Got in my car, got there because I'm amped up. It's usually a 10, 15-minute drive. I get there in about 6 or 7 without speeding. All right, so I amped up. I got every green light. Went in. Parking was right there. Walked right in. The girl took my temperature. Told me about, you know, a bunch of lists. Do you feel this? She's listing all these things that I feel on an everyday basis. I know she's asking me just because of the COVID-19, so I'm going to answer no. But I could have answered yes. Do you have a headache? Yes. Do you feel anxiety? Yes. Do you feel this? Yes. 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 Do you cough? Yes. Yes. All that I could have said yes to. But man, I knew what I was dealing with, the COVID-19 questions. I said, no, honey. If you're asking me if I have COVID-19-like symptoms, no. So she marked it no. She gave me the thing. I had my mask on. I was ready to go. As soon as I walk in there, baby, Sandra is there with her three hot friends there, and they're all looking at Facebook board. The place is empty. She says, I said, where's Sandy? She's like, ladies, back up. This one's mine. Really made me laugh. And then she says, Roy, just like I promised, I have everything ready. Go to the back. You're ready to go, baby. So they got me in and out. The some little Latin community, a little nurse, real cute, came up. She was all amped up in a great mood too. She hands me a little cup and tells me to piss in the cup. And all of a sudden, I'm like, hold on, man. Am I coming in here for a drug test, or am I coming here for some blood work? I asked her. She starts laughing about the whole drug test, a little comment. And she says, no, honey, you got to take a piss. It's a whole thing. You're going to piss. I'm going to take your blood, and then I'm going to give you a little package for a stool sample. I said, what? A stool sample? I go, what is this that Sandra signed me up for? No, she's like, it's part of the process, brother. So I go, well, I'll tell you what, I wasn't really prepared to pee right now, but I guess I can think of some waterfalls or something like that while you take my blood. Perfect. You know, she grabbed my vein. She says I would be a good drug addict because I have great veins. She got the veins. I looked away because I'm a big WAP, like Cardi B says, when it comes to taking blood and all that. That's why I'm not in that profession. So I get there and I'm working away, and then she's like wrapping up my arm, and I'm like, that's it. I didn't even feel the needle, anything. This little Latin community, amped up little Latin lady, knew exactly what she was doing. She was excellent at her job, man. I didn't even feel the needle going in, the blood coming out. And by the way, I can't trust but verify, I do have red blood, man, just like the rest of you. I took a peek and my blood is red as well, my friend. So I went in there. I said, you know what? You did such a great job. I'm going to make you proud of me. I'm going to go in there and just let go with the yellow flow. Okay, honey, give me that cup. I'm all amped up. I go into the bathroom. And of course, I go there. I give them a little urine sample. And just by the looks of things, man, it does look like I got some toxins in there, man, because I know these things from many times having to take piss tests and stuff like that. And usually when the pee is all, it's either diluted when it's really clear and stuff like that, means that you're doing pretty well. But if it's yellow or orange or something like that, man, you are toxic. So mine wasn't that bad. I just on a view part of it, saw it. It was pretty good. I handed it to her. She sealed it up. And then she gives me the stool sample. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And what do you want me to do? She's like, it's like an envelope type thing. And she's telling me, no, buddy, you're going to have to go ahead and take a dump and put the sample, and you can mail it to us or bring it over to us. And I'm like, mail it to? I wouldn't do this to my mailman, man. Are you kidding me? So they give me this little thing, and I opened it up here right before the show. Let's just see how we're doing on time here, because we're all amped up, man. We got a lot of news to tell you in Sarasota, Florida. We're already 18 minutes in, man. That's why, because you have it locked in, and that's why you tuned in, and that's why you subscribed. In Fort Myers, I thank you kindly, baby. Fort Myers has voted by Spotify and Anchor as being the city in Florida with the most listeners, baby. I never saw it coming, baby. Fort Myers, are you kidding me? Let me see what I can think about Fort Myers. Cape Coral. Yeah, I know Cape Coral, baby. They amp it up over there in Cape Coral. And the other major city in Fort Myers would be Lehigh Acres, baby. They got it locked in 67% of my listenership in the state of Florida is from Fort Myers. Are you kidding me? Fort Myers is the great city in between Sarasota and, Sarasota and Naples. Okay, it's right. It's the next major city. And I'm not hating Punta Gorda. I know you're in between there, a little north of Fort Myers as well, Punta Gorda. We haven't forgot you. And they're definitely listening in to Punta Gorda too. You know, these people are sensitive, man. You got to mention them. But Fort Myers, off the charts in Fort Myers. And then the next city, I'm thinking, hey, it's definitely going to be Bradenton, Sarasota, Miami, right? No, baby. Fort Lauderdale, baby. Fort Lauderdale, the great strip club city of Fort Lauderdale. More specific, Delray and Boca Raton, baby. And I got a feeling that the ladies are tuned in there, because that is off the charts too. So I like to welcome everybody, of course, in all of the United States, because we stretch. I saw that Nebraska's numbers are going up from 1% to 3% for some reason there. The great state of Florida obviously dominates. I told you about Ohio, okay, and the second, and then let me see, Georgia is huge according to Radio Public. Spotify has Georgia also in Hotlanta, baby. That's right. Hotlanta's tuning in, man. They can't shut me off over there. Absolutely. So the numbers are pumped, man. Now, we're going to need a two-hour show here because we're already 20 minutes in. Time flies with your boy, Roy. You got it locked in, SRQ Talk Show. So this little Latin amped up little nurse at Intercoastal, okay, on 935 Boniva. So she, after I, you know, I do the blood, it went great, smooth. In fact, awesome it went. And then I didn't get any stage fright. You know, I was able to drop some urine in this little cup for her. And I filled it up okay. I mean, I didn't have to do a runaway piss or anything. I gave her a nice sample. And then she hands me the package. I open it up here before the show. And it says, package insert for personal use kit. I would hope so. Read all the package inserts. Okay, sample deposit. And what they mean about sample deposit, I don't need to spell it out for you, okay? Place the supplied collection paper inside the toilet bowl on top of the water. So they basically want you to spread it out, you know, diagonally, just spread it out there, and then sit your big ass there, and I guess, you know, and make sure it's nice and tight, okay? Because if you got a big log that you're going to drop, man, it might break the paper, you know what I mean? But anyway, it says to deposit the stool sample on top of the collection paper. Collect sample from the stool paper sinks. Are you kidding me? Now I got to wear gloves on this. This is gross. Like, this has got to be, I mean, 2020, really? And we don't have a better way? Collect the sample from the stool before paper sinks to the stool sample touches the water. Oh, God. Flush the collection paper is biodegradable and will not harm the system. Well, at least it won't harm the system, man. But it's gonna traumatize the hell out of your boy here. So basically, in conclusion here, you know, spread out the little paper there across the way there. And just, you know, just drop it, man. Drop it right there. Drop it like it's hot right there, man. And then it's gonna collect it, right? You gotta grab it. You gotta get your ass up really quick, man. And turn around, do a T25 spin around, and then grab the thing. And what do they want me to do? Oh, collect sample from the stool before paper sinks to the stool sample touches the water. Oh God. And then it gets even worse here. Fill out all the required information on the sampling bottle. And then it says to scrape the surface of the fecal sample with the sample probe. Oh my God, Roy, I should have gave you a waiver before tuning into the show. I mean, this is all reality. This is adult stuff. This is why I don't like to go to the doctors, guys. But I'm forcing. All my loved ones are telling me to go, so I have to go. And at the age I have, people can't even believe I haven't seen a doctor in years. But anyway, close the sampling bottle by inserting the sample probe and snap the green cap tightly. Do not reopen. Oh, God, man. Scrape the surface of the fecal sample. Oh, God. Cover the groove portion of the sample probe completely with the stool sample. This is This is absolutely, my God, that was disturbing, guys. Sorry we had to share that. But that's my life today, man. So after the T25, did the T25, got blood work done, dropped a urine sample. Now I got to drop a deuce here and either send it in the mail or do it to my mail person, man. I don't want to do it to them, but we're 24 minutes in. You got it locked and loaded to the SRQ talk show. Let me see what kind of things we're going to have to skip here because we took longer than we wanted to there. And we only got 30 minutes on the front, 30 minutes in the back. These are things that you need to know. Let me see. As of Tuesday, let me see. Yeah, let me give you the COVID numbers real quick. As of Tuesday, 579,932 people in Florida have tested positive for COVID-19 cooties. There has been 9,758 deaths of Florida residents, almost at that 10,000 person plateau there that I hope we don't reach. But all right, top stories in Sarasota's chamber names finalists for Young Professional Award. The Greater Sarasota Chamber of Commerce Young Professionals Group have announced the finalists of its 2020 Young Professional and whatever award. Okay. Another thing that you need to know, the Regal AMC movie theaters are set to reopen in Sarasota, baby. We're getting little by little. The little shits are back in school, at least in Manatee County. They are, as of August 17th. Stores are starting to open up. And now the Regal AMC movie theater is set to reopen in Sarasota and Bradenton. The largest movie theater chains in the U.S. plan to reopen multiplexes starting this week after being closed since March due to COVID-19. What else? In test November, Florida primary going smoothly. That's good to know. People are out and about and placing their vote, exercising their U.S. constitutional right to go place a vote. With unprecedented 2.7 million Floridians already having cast ballots either early or by mail, the state's top election official said Tuesday that the primary voting was moving ahead with no major glitches. That's always good to know. One thing here, let me see how we're doing on time. We're still 26 minutes in. So let me tell you, Manatee County, they want to warn you about phone scammers and impersonating the IRS and the FBI from Manatee County Sheriff's Office warns. The Manatee County Sheriff's Office is warning people not to be tricked by phone scammers impersonating the IRS or FBI or asking for money. And absolutely, lately the calls have been amping up here, and we don't care. I mean, you can go ahead and try to tell Roy you're gonna sue him, or tell him he's doing copyright infringement, or doing all this crap. Guess what? We don't care. We're gonna move on. We don't care, man. Just like Tekashi 69 says, man, don't care. Developers' eyes peril on Laurel Road by Legacy Trail to Venice Medical Office Complex. That's just a bogus primary election day. I just talked about that. And the 25th annual Sarasota Holiday Parade. Yeah, guys. Canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. So no 25th annual Sarasota Holiday Parade. Not this year anyway, guys. So hopefully that could change. It always could, but it don't. But anyway, we're going to go all sports on the second half. I do encourage you guys to go ahead and get amped up, man. Come and follow us to the sports show. Ladies, don't opt out, man. But I love you. You're still a 51%, baby, and we're loving it. We like to thank people outside the USA because we extend much farther. The great Irish community in the great country of Ireland at 3%. The UK, that the UK hooligans have deemed my listeners as Roy's Rowdy Rebels, baby. And we love that, baby. We welcome England to the show. And of course, always late to a party, but the Mexicanos, baby, are opted in. They feel comfortable here. No border control, no wall, no nothing, baby. Just your boy Roy broadcasting live from beautiful Sarasota. Well, it's going to become a beautiful wet Sarasota, but anyway, because it's about to rain, it's getting cloudy big time. But anyway, guys, go ahead and join me for the second side. We're off the Schneid. Okay, our losing streak is over. I'm here happy to report we hit 2 out of 3 yesterday. We would have went 3 for 3, but we lost by a half a point. That's just welcome to the gambling world. Okay, but the Avalanche came in like butter And then the Boston Bruin Carolina game will also hit the over there. And then the White Sox and the Tigers game, we called it at over 9.5, game ended 7-2. We missed it by half a point. If not, we would have hit 3-3. But good news is that we are 12-8, baby, and loving life. So come and join us. There is no more for this part of the top news, Sarasota, Manatee County. Come and join me on the second side here, on the flip side, where it's going to be all sports. So you tuned in with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. Stay with me. Yes, sir. Back with your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. It's the SRQ Sports Show edition. Welcome back, and thank you for joining me for this segment. And why wouldn't you, baby? There are people back on the wagon here, baby. We're off the schneid here. We're off the losing streak. Well documented on the show how we started at Mac godlike status at 10-2, 83%. Emails were flooding in. Calls up the yin yang. Everybody wanted to be your boy Roy's here best friend at 10-2, and why wouldn't they? And then really weird, but the voodoo boogaloo just set in, and we not only dropped 1-2, we lost a whole heap of 5 in a row, man, dropping us down to back to earth here, back to reality, being that we were at 58% sitting at 10-7. In some circles, that's still status in Mac in the gambling world. Anything over 55%, I always tell you that it's very good. But those are numbers at the end of the year, not just 17 to 20 games in. So this is a marathon. It's not a sprint at all here with this gambling thing, just like your legal stocks and day trading is, okay? It's little by little. You know, here they're free picks. So it's not like your boy Roy is going to charge you $19.99. Like our sponsor of the show today, wagerlock.com. That's right. It's the easiest website for the gambler that I've ever seen in my life. Okay. And I've been around for quite a while. Okay. And the internet has now been around since what, in the early 90s. All right. So basically, there's been a lot of websites out there, but www.wagerlock.com, they don't play around, man. They ain't going to play around with your 17 teasers either, and your if bets and parlays and all that. They just give you one because they subscribe to the format that I like to stress out here in the show. Not only positivity, balance, but also just discipline. Just one game a day, maybe two at the most, but basically, if you want to stay disciplined, you go one game and live for the next day, okay? And that one game is the absolute lock of the day, and that's what they're going to give you at wagerlock.com. They're not going to upsell you to any other, and once you hit submit, they're going to ask you for 3 pieces of information: your name, your email, where we mail the email the lock of the day to, and then, of course, they're going to charge you $19.99, okay? It may not be for the gambler that, you know, that office pool guy, $5-$10 with your buddy. No, this is the guy for anywhere from $25, $50 to $100 a bet that they spend daily. This is for that person. You need a lock of the day. You need to get out of 6 feet being buried, okay? Or you want to throw dirt on top of your bookie because you buried him, whether you bet in Vegas or you bet illegally. We don't care here on the SRQ Sports Show, okay? We're going to give you a lock, free pick here every day, okay? And now we're 12-8 because we would have hit 3 in a row yesterday if it wasn't for a half a point. But that's, you know, welcome to the gambling world, man. There's no crying in gambling. You know what I mean? Because you lost by a half a point. We absolutely, the Avalanche game at 5 p.m. yesterday came in like butter. We called it at over at 5.5, and, you know, they won 7-1. So that came in like butter, non-stress game. We had it won by the second period, I believe. Then the second game was a lot more stressful. But at the end of the day, it's the results that count. And the Boston Bruins, baby, came through. Both teams came through with goals. I think it finished out 4-3 when it was all said and done. And Boston was down for a while, like 2-1. And then, you know, we wanted to get the triple there, the 3-play there, because we did tell you to go over 9.5 in the White Sox Tigers game. And The game finished at 7-2, man. They tried their hardest for us, but we fell short by a half a point, and that's how you go. But all in all, we're 12-8, amped up and 60% here on the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy. Show is sponsored to you by wagerlock.com. If you need a lock, go ahead and pay them $19.99. Their payment is secure. It's through what it's Square Up. So Square Up, definitely. It's you know, the merchant has got to be very responsible there, and they're encrypted and all that. So your payment is safe there. $19.99 if you need a lock, to go to wagerlock.com. Sponsor of the second half of the SRQ Sports Show here with your boy Roy. So let's all go over some. We got a lot of news, man, especially on the college front. We already told you early in the week that the Big Ten opted out, but not the SEC, baby. You know, they're all in. FSU, Alabama, LSU, teams like that in the South, SEC, and I'm sure it would be the SEC as well. So they're all saying that they're going to play. You know, people like Saban out there in Alabama, head coach Nick Saban, saying that it's going to be like JV, you know. And I kind of agree with Saban. I don't agree with Saban a lot. Of course, you know, I still hold him responsible for going to coach the Miami Dolphins and opting out of Drew Brees when he could have and went with Culpepper instead. The whole story, we're not going to get into it because we only have a half-hour show here. We broadcast 1 hour daily, Monday through Friday. You're listening to us. Who knows? You could be listening on the Anchor app, Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, Cloud Sound, CastBox. We're everywhere. Your boy Roy is blowing up all over. And we just found out today that 67% of my listeners in the state of Florida are from where? Fort Myers, that's right, baby. Cape Coral, Lehigh Acres, and the rest of Fort Myers, that great city in between Naples, okay, and Sarasota, with a little speed bump there right after you come off of Fort Myers, a little speed bump, a little Punta Gorda, and then you're downhill coming to Sarasota County, baby. That's all on I-75, stretches from exit 135 or 139 all the way up to, what, 213, baby? We're amped up, and Fort Myers is way opted in. They put us all in, baby. Next city there was Fort Lauderdale, and then it starts trickling down Tampa, Miami, Sarasota, all bunched up in single-digit numbers, actually. A little single-digit numbers, but not Fort Myers and Fort Lauderdale, baby. They're amped up and locked in, man. And I've always said on the second part of the 30-minute sports show, I hope that the ladies don't drop out, but maybe they drop out after segment one there. But anyway, so let's go ahead and do that. And we definitely want you to participate in the show, man. Don't just sit there. Give us your opinion, man. Let me hear your voice, man. You can do two, one or the other. You can go to srqtalk@gmail.com. Drop me an email as long as you want there. And then, or give me a less than 60 second, because they're only going to give you a 60 second opportunity there to leave me a voicemail. And I do prefer that. Go to www.srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. You'll hear that. And go ahead and just start your message, man. Let me know what you think of the show. Let me think of, and that's another way of archiving the shows, because we're already on episode 30, baby. We're locked and loaded, man. We told you that we won't stop. We're 7 minutes in, and we all know that time flies here with your boy Roy here. So let's go over some of the scores of yesterday, because we have a couple of games that we can take advantage of. And you know what? I just noticed that one of the games that we weren't able to hit, of course, or even have the opportunity to play, were the Bucks against the Orlando Magic. And are you kidding me? Is this a misprint? Am I seeing that the Orlando Magic beat the Milwaukee Bucks 122-110? How could this happen? Are you kidding me? The Milwaukee Bucks were 12.5. Some people in Vegas had it at minus 13, giving to that dreck. And it's well documented that I think that the Orlando Magic are dreck, and they are. They snuck into the eighth seed there at 33-40, 7 games under 500. They're horrible. And Milwaukee Bucks, are you kidding me? These people are picked, Giannis and company are picked to win it all, man, to go up against the Lakers and LeBron. And they're 56-17, number one seed, and Orlando Magic puts the whooping on you, man. Congratulations to the Orlando Magic, and my deepest apologies there. I thought you were Drek, and I still think you're Drek. That was a fluke. 122-110. And not even the over-under came in because it was at 225.5, so it came under. That's believable. I could see myself going under only because I thought I would think that the Magic are horrible there and not it wouldn't give me the points. And look at that. We would have been wrong. And I would have definitely laid the 12.5, 13 here. I would have even laid more to the Magic. So, but not quite, the Magic says. 122, 110. That game tipped off at 130. And so we are going to take advantage here. Well, it's almost 4 o'clock here, so we're not going to take advantage of the Heat Pacers game. We wouldn't have touched this game anyway because it's well documented here that you don't do a couple of things, some cardinal rules that you don't do when you're sports wagering. One of them is that you don't bet on your favorite team, okay? And the only reason you don't do that, okay, because if they lose, it's just double the whammy, man. Emotional is really to the floor, man, because not only do you lose money, but your favorite team loses too. So it's a double whammy. So it's better just to stay away unbiased. So we wouldn't have, played this game. But the Heat are a four-point favorite at the Pacers at home with cardboard cutouts of fans there. But technically, they're in the bubble there. And the Pacers are technically a home team there. Heat, -4. So -4. And let me see, over-under is... And it closed at 215, 215. So we're not going to have an opinion on this one, but one that we can get in here. Well, we're going to do the scores from yesterday. Let me just see how we're doing on time here, man. We're about 10 minutes in, so we got 20 minutes left. Let's go over some scores yesterday and see. So before we give you any locks here. So let me see, Monday, August 17th. And if you're just joining us, you got it locked in with your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk with the SRQ Sports show edition here on the second half. And thank you for joining me. And if you wrote in from the first half of the show, which, my God, all that stool sample and talk, oh my God, I should have came with a warning to you, to the listeners. Damn, and it was brutal, man. It's not easy to be Roy. But anyway, yesterday, earlier yesterday in the afternoon, the Nuggets, and I did get a chance to see the highlights on that game, man. They got a couple of point guards that went off for both teams there. Very competitive game. That was actually a great game. Nuggets came through and definitely, because that game went into OT as well, 135, 125. So the Denver not only covered, but the over went way over. It was at 215, but the OT usually does that. Then, of course, we told you that the Raptors, they beat that, Nets and Ivory and, the Brooklyn Nets waiting for the Durant team that barely got into the playoffs as the 8-seed, but they weren't as bad as the Orlando Magic. They were only two games under 500. But the Raptors, that's one of our favorite teams here. They have a lot of heart, the Raptors, and they cover a lot for us. They put the whooping on them, man, 134, 110. And this game, not on the lock of the day, okay, but on my personal one, baby, came in. It was a stressful game, though. I had Boston Celtics there, and I laid the 6.5. Okay, against this. Was this the game that I get? Yeah, this was the game. I didn't give you guys the Carolina Bruins. I'm confusing it. So this was our second lock right here, the Celtics game. I gave it to you at 6.5, and I told you to run to the window, baby, because I felt really good about it. They were minus Simmons, the Simmonless 76ers, even though the Sixers kept it really close the whole game, man. I mean, in fact, not until like the last 4 minutes did the Celtics start running away with it. And there's actually a news, let me see, on the somebody got injured in yesterday's game, little Hayward. Remember that guy that busted out his, the white boy that busted out his knee one time? It was a gruesome scene. And then he managed to come back, okay, which was remarkable enough. He's still a good player. Of course, he's not going to be at the caliber he was before that injury, no matter what he says or anybody says. You just don't, even just mentally, it's hard to get over something like that. But the news coming out of Boston was, let me see. Next hope. Man, I knew it was Hayward is out, and he's going to be out 4 weeks there for Boston. So that's going to change things for Boston for sure there. And why is it buried, man? It's buried here. Gordon Hayward limps off the court, a right ankle sprain. Right ankle sprain. Yeah, but that's not the story. That was at 7:30 a.m. on today in the morning. But I believe that he was, let me just trust but verify this. I know I saw this story that Hayward was out 4 weeks. And maybe we'll just have to verify that later for you, okay? Because we're up against the clock as usual here. It says it's a sprained ankle, but I heard he was out 4 weeks. You can drop me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com or leave me a voicemail there. But we got to keep it moving here. We're about halfway through the show because your time goes so fast with your boy Roy here. And that's why you're tuning in. And I do thank everybody for tuning in, not only in the U.S., but outside the U.S. in Ireland at 3%, U.K., my hooligans out there that have deemed the show, Roy's Rowdy Rebels out there at a 3% as well in England, and of course, the Mexicanos, baby, locking it in here. And I wish I could talk more soccer for you, but my Mexicanos, they love this baseball stuff too, and football, so they're in here. They're into the American sports for sure. So let me see. But anyway, the Celtics, we won that one 109-101 last minute there, man. You know, it came close, but the line is going to change for the Celtics with Haywood out, man. And then the clip joint, of course, this we had on a personal bet outside the show. We dropped 6.5 to the Mavs. And again, all the way, it took until 3 minutes before the game until they started covering the spread. I always tell you, I like to tune into basketball because my anxiety level is off the chain when I'm watching these games. I like to just tune in the last 6 minutes of the game. That's the real basketball right there. That's where the gamblers tune in from 6 minutes in on an NBA game. And that's exactly what I did yesterday on this Clipper game. And thank God I did, because I would have been on the edge of my seat. Blood pressure would have been going up the whole game, and for nothing, for the Clippers ended up covering the 6.5. They won 118-110 there, and the under came in 230, but it was fluctuating. Some people did get it at 229 there, but they still came in under there at 118-110. That's the NBA scores. Baseball, there's a lot of them. Let's see if we can get through them real quick here on Monday. They played a doubleheader, so you know the doubleheaders are only 7 innings now with the whole COVID-19 plan. So the Cardinals, they beat the Cubs at home 3-1. Cubbies were at Wrigley there. Cardinals took care of them 3-1. Of course, the Red Sox cannot buy a win, man. They are horrible this year. They had Perez on the mound yesterday. The Yankees doubled them up 6-3. The Mets put absolutely the whooping stick, okay, on my COVID-19 Marlins. They beat the Marlins 11-4. Ouch, that hurts. And then, of course, I always tell you how the Braves are stacked. This was going to be a great game at the beginning here. National Braves, the Braves squeak it out at home 7-6 over the Nationals and Sanchez. And again, you know, I told you, and Vegas agreed too, you know, even though the Orioles have been amping it up, winning some games, they came off sweeping a team there, but the Blue Jays are the Blue Jays, and they're really good, and they're not pretenders like the Orioles are, and Vegas agreed by making them a huge underdog yesterday, and I couldn't understand it, but hey, Toronto put the stick on a man, 7-2, they beat the Orioles there. The Orioles, the Cobb got lit up there. The Tigers, White Sox, this is the game that we unfortunately didn't hit a 3-for-3 just because of this game. It ended 7-2, the White Sox over the Tigers. We had it at over 9.5, so we miss it by half a point there. But we're big boys, and we just get right back up, man. You know, those things are going to happen. On a personal level, we had the under here at 4-1, the Boring Twins over the Royals. And Bubik, I keep on calling him Booby, but Bubik it has no respect, and I can see why. You know, 4-1 there, the Twins took care of Bubik and the Royals. The Cardinals on the second doubleheader with the Cubs and the Cardinals, again, that they're only 7 innings. The Cubs, they split the doubleheader because the Cubs beat the Cardinals 5-4 in this one. And then, oh my God, one of my new favorite West Coast teams. This is in the National League. The San Diego Padres, baby, I tell you, they're stacked. They're just not as consistent as you want them to be, but they put the licking, man, on Lyles and the Rangers, 14-4 there, and they're still scoring runs there in San Diego. Actually, that game was at the Rangers, so 14-4, Padres put the stick on them, man. And then, of course, they're outside of Colorado, right? So the Rockies games are going to be a lot lower. That's my theory, right? And sure as hell, man, the cheating Astros, even though we hate to say that they won the game, they did. They beat a squeaker 2-1. We had the under there because the Rockies outside of Colorado, man, the games go under, man. And there it was again, 2-1. The cheating Astros beat the Rockies yesterday. And then I thought this one was going to be a little bit of an upset. It was just because I don't have no respect for the Arizona Diamondbacks, even though they've been putting a couple of wins together lately. They squeaked by the Oakland Athletics 4-3 there. The A's, another one of my favorite West Coast teams. But they're not as consistent. But I like the Padres better than the A's, but the A's are coming along. But they dropped one to the Diamondbacks, which drop stem from me, man, because I have no respect for you, man. If you're losing to the Diamondbacks, man, you know, I don't want to hear it. But anyway, they went Diamondbacks prevail there 4-3. And then, of course, anytime we can report, you know, that the New York Giants and that Gabe Kaplan, you know, loses a game. And, you know, we're rooting for them to go to 0-60. The California Angels, after getting beaten by the Dodgers over the weekend, you know, they came back and they squeaked one 7-6 over the Puke Giants. And then, of course, this one nobody saw coming, this over 11-9, the Dodgers. I tell you, they're stacked, man. But the Mariners really tried to take it to them, but they didn't have it enough to contain it. It's a 9-inning game here, Seattle. So, you know, you can't be winning 9-0 in the fifth inning and then not score a run. You know, the Dodgers took care of them 11-9. That's a professional team. And remember, that was the huge favorite at 321 there. So I'm sure people were a little scared there that laid then 321 just to win $100. But anyway, we move on. Those were some of the scores there. And then, of course, you know, we told you about the NHL, baby. The NHL had on Monday, we told you about the Lightning, baby. I'm only an hour south of Amalie Arena, even though they were playing in Columbus, Ohio, where I'm 25%, according to Google Analytics and Trust But Verify. Spotify and Anchor says I'm 23%, but still 25, 23, all the same difference, man. They're tuning in and locked in with your boy Roy here from the great state of Ohio over there in Columbus. Could mean because of this, but they fell to the Lightning yesterday. Lightning a hot 2-1. And then, of course, this was our lock of the day. This was our butter play, baby. Avalanche, I told you to go over the 5.5 on this game, and that came in like butter, 7-1. They put the licking on the Arizona Coyotes there. And then, of course, on a personal level, I thought this was the one I gave you, but I had this one on a personal level. I had the over at 5.5 here in the Bruins Hurricane game, and it wasn't looking good, man, at all until the Bruins put on the motor and they got amped up, man, and they actually won this game 4-3 in a major upset there. Carolina's, I swear, has got to be all over their skates, okay, because they let the Bruins come back in that game. They had them, man. And then, of course, this one, major disappointment, man. You know, major disappointment. The Vancouver Canucks did not come to play yesterday. St. Louis Blues goes in there, and their whole cardboard fans and all that, 3-1. The Blues put the lick in. And you would think, but I gave the Canucks more respect at home, thinking, but it's like a buddy of mine said, you know, there's not really home field advantage of any of these games without the fans, you know. But, of course, that's obvious. But anyway, I thought they were going to score more goals, the Canucks, but they dropped to the Blues 3-1 at home there. And so let's get the lock of the week here. I wanted to get into a little bit of sports news and stuff like that, but we're going to leave that. We do possibly have the 941 Red Zone show launching on Friday. We are thinking, because things change like a blitz here. You know where this is not edited radio, your fake crap that you're used to. And we're going to keep it as 100 as possible here. We're thinking of just doing a whole SRQ sports show on Saturday. It sounds all good and it rhymes all good and it all starts with S, right? We just hope it doesn't turn into that kind of S, you know. But 941 Red Zone is going to be a fantasy football show. It is scheduled to begin this Friday, August 21st. We do encourage you to tune in there. But we're thinking of amping it up, man. The numbers are so high and subscription is definitely going up every day here on the show. So we're thinking of doing the SRQ sports show on Saturday, and I might host that with the great Anthony Chansky there. So that is not official, but it is leaning that way, and that's why I'm mentioning it. So let's get to the locks of the day, baby, because we are 12-8, 60%. Still very, very respectable. But that is only a small sample size of 20 games. It is a marathon here, not a sprint on these games. So let's see on today's games. Of course, you know, it's almost 5 o'clock here, East Coast time. So we did miss a couple of the afternoon games here. Let me start off with hockey. And I'm glad we missed this game because I can't figure them out, man. The Philadelphia Flyers against the Montreal Canadiens. You know, who am I? You know, I've been hating on the Flyers. Honestly, I don't even know why. Don't know much about both these teams. You know, we just started doing the hockey thing, picking the lock of the day here with your boy Roy. Let me see. You know, so we missed that one, but the Flyers are up 2-0 there. But this one's one that we can take advantage of because we still have a half hour on this one. It's the my new favorite hockey team, baby, the Dallas Stars, homie. That's right. Dallas Stars are my favorite team now because they've done me wonders, man. From the first time I dipped my big toe into the hockey pond here and tried to give you locks here. And you know what? Stars, Flames today, Dallas at home with its cardboard box of fans. They are favorite 132 against the Flames. You know what? Let's go right off the bat, baby. We're 12-8, 60%. We're going over the over 5.5 in the Stars Flames games. You heard it here. SRQ Sports Show with your boy Roy. Run to the window, baby, and put it all on the over in the Dallas Stars Calgary Flame game today. Starts at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Over 5.5. That's your first lock of the day here on SRQ Sports Show with your boy Roy. Drop me an email, srqtalk@gmail.com, or even better, drop me a nice trendy voicemail there by going to srqtalk.com, hitting the message button and leaving me a message, especially if I give you a winner. Okay. And then tonight at 8 p.m., we got the series I've been staying away from after I took a beat in the first two games here with the Capitals and the Islanders. Well, you know, we can't figure them out. The Islanders are at home with their cardboard fans, and they are minus 22 over under 5. Game has been showing going under all over. I mean, I can't even figure this series out, man. I almost tend to want to go under in this game, but I'm not going to touch it, man. We're gonna stay clear away from this one. I just gave you the lock. It's the over in the Stars-Flames games at 5.5. And this is another game that pisses me off because the Golden Knights came up empty the other day. They resumed their series against the Blackhawks of Chicago. Golden Knights, a huge favorite at 209. Man, I hope Chicago Blackhawks beat your asses, man. They couldn't score a goal. But just because of that 5.5, you know what? It's not the lock of the day. You know, the Dallas Stars and the Flames game over 5.5 is the call today on the hockey end. I'm going to give you one per major sport here that we cover. But of course, I would go over in that game. Absolutely. All right, let's do a little bit of baseball today. August 18th, 5 o'clock here. So I'm sure we've missed a couple of games. Rockies cheating Astros got off. Padres, my new favorite West Coast team, and the Rangers got off. Let's see, is this today? Yes, August 18th. Man, we've missed quite a bit of games. Rockies, Astros, Padres, Rangers, Giants, Angels, we can't touch. But we can touch, let me see, this is all the way at 6:10 p.m. We got the Oakland Athletics against the team that I give no respect to, the Arizona Diamondbacks, for some reason, over under 9. The Athletics are actually favorite 152, and you know what? They are due. You know what? Since these are free picks, that's what we're going to do right there, baby. Oakland Athletics is your lock of the day in MLB here. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Go ahead and run to the thing. You should be good with Montez there with the A's against Weaver of the Diamondbacks. Weaver has seen his better days, man. And Arizona's not going to win all these games in a row, man. They've been on a winning streak lately. They're due to lose. They're going to lose tonight against the A's. Even though you got to lay a little bit of money, they are favorite 152. That's your lock of the day here. The Oakland A's, baby, straight up. So now you've gotten the hockey lock of the day. You've gotten an MLB lock of the day. Even though a great series starts today on ESPN, Sunshine Network, the Yes Network, everybody's got them locked in today with the Tampa Bay Rays. Snell against the Tanaka in the Yankees. This is going to be a great series. And believe it or not, Yankee fans, you should be offended, man. You got the hot Tampa Bay Rays minus 125 favorite against you in the Bronx there. Over-under is 8.5. You know what? The over looks super sweet here. If it wasn't for Snell, they don't think that you can bet Snell. And guess what? A lot of the players on the Yankees are down. There's no Stanton. There's going to be no Judge, though. This is why, and that's not why it is part of the reason that the Rays are favorite, of course, but it's because the Rays are hot right now. But the 8.5, that's why, because those powerhouses for the Yankees aren't there. But I would still go over in that game if you want to read between the lines there. But we're going to move on. You got the Indians and the Bradenton Pirates, I like to call them there, because they're Manatee County's spring training team, the Pittsburgh Pirates. They are a huge underdog against Indians. Our minus 186 against them, 8.5 is the over under. We're going to move it on. And then we got the Mets coming off putting a beating. And I mean, this should have been all, you know, assault with a deadly weapon that they put on the COVID Marlins yesterday, beating them like 11-4. I'm not going to go back to verify it, but the Mets are on the mound today. Oswalt minus 181 against the Marlins with their cardboard fans out there in Miami. Over under is 10. I kind of like the under there. That's the thing that, you know, even though there's been a lot of runs scored, I don't think it's going to be more than 10 runs, and there's where the over-under is on. So if you want to read between the lines there, I'd like the under there in the Marlins game. But it's not your lock of the day. You know your lock of the day in baseball is the Oakland A's today over the Arizona Diamondbacks there. And then what else we got? We got the Nationals against the stacked Braves at home. Tommen against Voth. That is, the Braves are our favorite, 136 and 9.5. You got the Mariners and the Dodgers. Mariners really, they scored like 20 runs in this game yesterday. Again, the Dodgers are going to be a huge favorite again. Not as huge as yesterday, but minus 270. So yeah, minus 270 there in the Dodger game. And then what else do we have? That pretty much is going to lock it up. Let me see. There is another postponed game due to COVID as well. But we're coming up against the clock here, guys. So we're going to have to wrap this up really quick here. Let me see. And thank you for joining me. Thank you for our sponsor, WagerLock.com. If you guys need a lock of the day, go ahead and pay $19.99, man. They'll email you the lock of the day. They'll get you out of some trouble there. Yeah, the postponed Reds and Royals. Game was postponed 8 p.m. But we got the Cardinals and the Cubs. Cubs are favorite, huge favorite there with Darvish minus 200 against the Cardinals. That's a good underdog for you there. We already gave you our locks over here. So tune in. Let's see. We're 12-8, man. Let's see how we do. I thank you for tuning in to the SRQ Sports Show. We're up against the clock, everybody. So go ahead and tune in for a hump day tomorrow, Wednesday, August 19th. There's a couple of my friends that have birthdays tomorrow, too. We'll wish them a happy birthday. Thank you all for tuning in. It's the SRQ Sports Show signing off. There is no more. All we ask you to do is go be nice to someone. I got to watch some games. Get out of here.
Oh, thank you.